The Evolution of Exploitation, From Roman Conquest to Modern Capitalism. Beware the beast man, for he is the devil's pawn. Alone among God's primates, he kills for sport or lust or greed. Yea, he will murder his brother to possess his brother's land. Let him not breed in great numbers, for he will make a desert of his home and yours. Shun him, drive him back into his jungle lair, for he is the harbinger of death. Dr. Zayas in Planet of the Apes. Humanity's capacity for destruction stems from a fundamental flaw in our social systems, the relentless pursuit of accumulation and control. While other species live within natural limits, humans have developed increasingly sophisticated systems of exploitation that allow a small elite to extract wealth from the many. This essay traces the evolution of these systems from Roman military conquests through feudal aristocracy to modern capitalism, examining how each iteration has refined the mechanisms of control while maintaining the same core dynamic of exploitation. The roots, Roman Empire, and the birth of private property. The Roman Empire established the first systematic framework for large-scale exploitation through its military conquest system. Roman commanders and soldiers were rewarded with the land they conquered, creating a direct link between violence and property ownership. This was more than mere spoils of war. It was the institutionalization of conquest as a means of wealth creation. What made this system uniquely human was the creation of abstract concepts like title and ownership. Animals defend territories based on instinct and immediate need, but Romans developed complex legal systems to document transfer of land titles, creating permanent hierarchies based on conquest. This established a precedent that would echo through history. Violence and domination could be transformed into legitimate property rights. The oppressed classes, slaves, plebeians, and conquered peoples bore the costs of this system through taxes and labor, while the elite reaped the benefits of ownership. This created the first large-scale system where the exploited paid for their own subjugation through taxes that funded the military and legal infrastructure needed to maintain the status quo. The feudal transition, aristocracy and bloodline privilege. As the Roman Empire evolved into feudal Europe, the system of exploitation transformed but maintained its core principles. Military conquest gave way to a hereditary aristocracy, where wealth and power were tied to noble titles and bloodlines rather than direct conquest. Land ownership became hereditary, creating permanent classes based on birth rather than individual achievement. The feudal system refined exploitation through the manorial system, where serfs worked the land owned by lords in exchange for protection. This was a sophisticated form of control that masked exploitation as mutual benefit. The serfs not only paid taxes to their lords but were also obligated to provide military service, effectively funding their own oppression. What made this system particularly effective was its integration with religious and cultural narratives. The divine right of kings and the natural order of society were imposed through the church and education systems, making the hierarchy appear inevitable and morally justified. The exploited internalized their position, seeing the system as natural rather than constructed. The modern revolution. Abstract wealth and silent exploitation. The most significant evolution came with the rise of capitalism and the Industrial Revolution, which rendered noble titles largely obsolete while creating even more effective systems of exploitation. The modern system replaced visible aristocracy with invisible ownership, secret concentrations of resources, capital, and power that operate behind the veil of corporations, financial institutions, and complex legal structures. The mechanisms of exploitation became more abstract and sophisticated. Rent extraction, ownership of land and property generates income without productive labor. Interest extraction, lending money creates perpetual debt obligations. Capital appreciation, asset ownership allows wealth to grow exponentially through market mechanisms. The modern oppressed class continues to fund this system through taxes that pay for police, military, and legal infrastructure that protects private property rights and enforces debt obligations. What makes this system particularly insidious is how it creates the illusion of fairness and mobility. Unlike overt feudalism, modern exploitation is masked by narratives of meritocracy, free markets, and individual responsibility. The corruption of values, greed over ethics. This evolutionary process has systematically corrupted human values, rewarding greed over ethics and morality. Each iteration of exploitation created cultural narratives that justified accumulation. Roman era, conquest and expansion were glorified as civilizing missions. Feudal era, divine right and natural hierarchy were imposed through religion. Modern era, market efficiency and wealth creation are celebrated as social goods. The result is a society where psychopathic traits, lack of empathy, obsession with status, and willingness to exploit others are actually advantageous in accumulating wealth and power. Ethical individuals who prioritize cooperation and fairness are systematically disadvantaged in a system that rewards competition and extraction. This cultural shift has created what psychologists call a pathocracy, a society where individuals with psychopathic traits rise to positions of power because they are best adapted to exploit the system. The more sophisticated our exploitation mechanisms become, the more we select for and reward these traits. The ultimate consequence: self-destruction. The culmination of this evolutionary process is the paradoxical situation where human society is actively destroying the very systems it depends on for survival. The drive for accumulation and control has led to 1. Resource wars. Nations and corporations compete for dwindling resources like oil, water, and rare minerals, willing to go to war to maintain control. 2. Environmental collapse. The pursuit of infinite growth on a finite planet is causing climate change, biodiversity loss, and ecosystem destruction. 3. Social fragmentation. Extreme inequality creates social instability and conflict as the exploited become increasingly desperate. This represents the ultimate expression of what makes humans uniquely dangerous: our capacity to create systems that override our survival instincts. Animals would never destroy their own habitat for short-term gain, but humans have developed abstract systems of ownership and wealth that allow us to externalize costs and pursue accumulation even when it threatens our long-term survival. Conclusion: the evolution from Roman conquest to modern capitalism represents a consistent pattern of refinement in exploitation systems. Each iteration became more sophisticated, abstract, and efficient at extracting wealth from the many while concentrating it among the few. The modern system of capitalism, with its invisible ownership structures and financial mechanisms, represents the most advanced form of exploitation yet developed. What makes this particularly tragic is that we have the capacity to create different systems, ones that prioritize cooperation, sustainability, and collective well-being over individual accumulation. The challenge lies in recognizing that these exploitation systems are not natural or inevitable, but rather human creations that can be redesigned and replaced. Until we address this fundamental flaw in our social organization, humanity will continue on a path of self-destruction, driven by the very systems we created to organize ourselves. The choice is ultimately ours: to continue refining exploitation until we destroy ourselves, or to fundamentally reorganize society around principles of cooperation, sustainability, and shared prosperity.